This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Michael intensified early Wednesday afternoon as it made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida, hours after the storm strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane. AP correspondent John Moon reports that dangerous high winds are hitting Panama City, Florida.
There is a billboard above a Waffle House here. You can barely see beyond a football field ahead of you. The trees are blowing sideways, the rain is sideways, and there's debris, bits of awning in the overhang from this hotel flying around. I've taken shelter inside because it's simply unsafe to be out there reporting.
Forecasters said a life-threatening storm surge pounded the Florida Panhandle area Wednesday morning. A protection of human rights in China has been on a downward trajectory by virtually every measure since President Xi Jinping assumed power in 2012. That's according to a U.S. congressional study concluded Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio contributed to that report.
First, embed human rights throughout our bilateral relations. Second, prioritize reciprocity in every area of our bilateral relationship, including diplomacy, trade, investment, media, and cultural and academic exchanges. It's very simple. We should be treating them and their companies, their government, their products, their services, the same way they treat us. Third, holding Chinese officials accountable for abuses through sanctions and visa denials and the like. Fourth, promoting internet freedom and counter foreign disinformation here and abroad. And fifth, revamp export controls to ensure that American technology is not being used to commit or facilitate gross rights violations.
And meanwhile, the United States has charged a Chinese spy with trying to steal trade secrets from some of the country's top aviation and aerospace companies. The Justice Department announced Wednesday it arrested Yan Jun Xu in Belgium on April 1st and extradited him to the U.S. Tuesday. This is VOA News. The U.S. has offered to help Wednesday in the investigation of the mysterious disappearance of a Saudi journalist, Shuma Khashoggi, last seen entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, a week ago. Reuters' Emily Wither explains why those close to him believe he was killed.
He was increasingly worried that Riyadh could hurt him or his family. In Turkey, though, he had friends in high places, including among President Tayyip Erdogan's advisors. He believed he had no reason to fear walking in to get paperwork to marry his Turkish fiancé. On the day of Jamal's appointment, 15 Saudis arrived in Istanbul from Riyadh. Later, Turkish officials say the group entered the consulate while Jamal was collecting his paperwork. By the end of the day, they were on their way back to Saudi Arabia.
His fiancé says she waited for him, but he never came out. U.S. President Donald Trump was asked whether he had talked with Saudi officials about this case.
I'd rather not say, but at a very high level, the highest level. Let me say this. It's the highest level.
Okay. A couple of days about it? You mentioned that you talked
more than and more than once.
And a key U.S. lawmaker, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, told VOA the unfolding drama could significantly affect U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia, long an American ally in the Middle East. Afghanistan civilians continue to die in record numbers, according to a new report released Wednesday by the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. From the start of the year to the end of September, the UN documented more than 8,000 casualties, of which nearly 3,000 died and more than 5,000 wounded. In the 17 years of conflict, the last 5 years seem to have been the deadliest for civilians. Most of the casualties resulted from the actions by non-state actors. Those include the Taliban and Islamic State. The use of improvised explosive devices used in suicide attacks increased their frequency and lethality. That's according to the UN's quarterly report on the protection of civilians in armed conflict. The U.S. denounced what it said was the Venezuelan government's participation in the death of opposition activist Fernando Albán. The White House said in a statement the U.S. would continue to pressure the government until democracy is restored in Venezuela. The White House also called for the immediate release of all Venezuelan political prisoners and for the Maduro regime to take direct, credible steps to reestablish democracy there. The five-year war in South Sudan is among the deadliest the world has seen in recent years. That's according to a new report and analysts by researchers from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The authors of the report, which was funded by the United States Institute of Peace, hope the new analysis will help illustrate the true human cost of war and give a renewed impetus to peace talks and humanitarian funding. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.